The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting in Janet Cimarelli's palatial office here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. This area is the area known as the Penn Dutch area, and that's because the Penn Dutch shopping centers where we are located. We are in the south end. The Penn Dutch supermarket is on the north end. We are open today until 8 o'clock, and I know we have an outstanding show planned for you. But first, let me bring in my co-host, who happens to be at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton. And I'm going to introduce now Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I hope that you had a lovely weekend.
I did. It was wonderful.
Well, that's the important thing. That's how we have to enjoy ourselves when we don't have to be at work, for sure. Did you get to play any tennis?
Yes, I did. I did. Every weekend, yes, there's a designated tennis day.
Very, very good. I know we're very fortunate to have with us today someone who is speaking to us from so far away. I can't ever remember a guest appearance by anyone this far away, other than the man who's speaking to us on the phone today. So, Janet, I'm going to let you introduce him.
Okay. Our very special guest today is Stephen Wicks, and I'm going to say we're speaking with someone who has years and years and years of experience in the pharmaceutical industry. And then he switched teams, and so he is the expert on ModuCare, the expert on sterols and sterilants. So Stephen Wicks, calling us from South Africa, he is a lecturer. He conducts seminars and educates both practitioners and consumers all over North America, Europe, Scandinavia, Asia, Africa, and lets individuals know all about sterols and sterilants that you can find in ModuCare. So good morning, Stephen. It's good morning for me. And is it good evening for you?
Good morning to you, Janet, and good morning to you, Al. It's actually late afternoon for me here in South Africa. So we at the end of our day.
Aha. Well, we are so happy to have you join us because I have been told that you are the expert on sterols and sterilants and very specifically the product ModuCare. And kind of the first thing on my mind, because it's a question that's relatively frequently asked of me when I talk about sterols, plant sterols in particular, people have a little bit of concern. They have been told that steroids are a very much a negative and should not necessarily been used because they have a suppressive effect, let's say, on immune function. So tell our listeners to start with, how are sterols and sterolins differing from steroids?
Janet, firstly, thank you very much, and thanks to Elle for having me on the show this morning. It's a pleasure to be able to tell your listeners about ModuCare and the wonderful effects that the product has had and has continues to have and changed many people's lives. All right, to answer your question, sterols and sterilins are naturally occurring plant fats. And these plant fats exist in every single plant that grows. They are ubiquitous to every single plant that grows. And they are very, very, very different to steroids. Steroids, yes, are immunosuppressive. What our research has shown over the last 25 years is that the beta-cytosterol and beta-cytosterol glucoside, the sterols and sterolins, this one molecule on its own, well, in conjunction with its sterolin molecule, has prolific effect on cells of the immune system.
So important for our listeners to understand the unique properties that ModuCare brings to their immune function. I think that's, again, so many people are confused about, okay, immune-stimulating, immune-enhancing substances that they can use, and then something that's going to suppress their immune function. And here, ModuCare provides answers with regard to that confusion among consumers. Tell our listeners a little bit about how exactly the sterols and sterolins act as balancers.
Well, it's a very good question. You're so right in saying that that ModuCare is very different in that it balances immune function rather than stimulating or boosting the immune system. For years and years and years, people have wanted to boost their immune system when they've had a condition that's been afflicting them. But in some incidents and in most autoimmune conditions, for example, it is better to modulate or balance the immune function so the immune system is functioning perfectly at all time and that it's balanced. There are two sides of our immune system, one that stimulates cells that go around killing cancerous cells, and there's another group of cells that produces antibodies. Now, for various reasons, our immune system can go slightly out of whack, and the body starts producing too many antibodies. These are autoantibodies. And these antibodies aren't running around in our immune system killing invaders, bacteria, etc. They start turning on our own constituents. And probably the most common one is rheumatoid arthritis, where the body produces too many antibodies, and those antibodies start then attacking the synovial membrane, synovial fluid of the joints. And because of this excess overproduction of antibodies, the body or the condition gets worse. Now, ModuCare, the sterols and sterolins in ModuCare have the ability to switch off excess antibody production, not entirely, but just the right to restore balance to the immune function.
Wow, that's an astonishing statement. So the components of ModuCare are actually connecting with the needs of the individual body?
Well, basically what is happening is that the sterols and sterolins, as I mentioned earlier, work on specific cells of the immune system. And the immune system is very intricate and perfectly poised that it is supposed to be modulated or regulated. So the sterols and sterolins will increase the factors, just like we need proteins to grow, so do cells. So what the sterols and sterolins do is they increase the secretion of these proteins that activate certain cells, like the natural killer cell, the cell that runs around your body destroying cancerous cells or renegade cells. At the same time, it stimulates the production of proteins or factors that mobilize the antibodies in our immune system. The interleukin-4, interleukin-6, these are proteins that once these are released, certain cells in the body are able to function optimally.
Okay, now a lot of people out there, when they are considering their own immune challenges, I think that they might be focused very much on kind of simple immune responses, like that they might be more vulnerable to colds, they might be more vulnerable to sore throats, they might have just a predisposition to caving into whatever viral bug might be going around. Is ModuCare a good approach if someone considers themselves vulnerable to whatever's being shared in their, whatever illness is being shared in their community?
Absolutely. And this is where ModuCare is very different to other immune support products and on the market, because those immune support products are generally, and I generalize here, immune boosters or immune stimulants. And we all know that you cannot take these immune boosters and immune stimulants continuously. You have to regulate and pulse the treatment of your immune boosters or stimulants. Whereas ModuCare, because the source of the ingredient in ModuCare exists in our every single day diet, one can take ModuCare every single day of your life. So not only just to regulate your immune system and keep your immune system functioning optimally, but as well in those seasons where the allergic reactions might be a bit more severe, when it's fall or spring, when those pollens are out there, that people might be susceptible. If they take ModuCare continuously, they won't have, well, let's hope, have a reaction at all. But if they do, the reaction will be a lot less severe than what they normally experience.
Wow. Okay. So people can then begin to relax, so to speak, that they're not so vulnerable, that they can rely on a proper immune system response, not necessarily overactive. Okay, so a lot of people out there, they might be dealing with a variety of different viral challenges, a lot of different bacterial challenges. And when we come back from this brief intermission, what we're going to do is maybe discuss some of the differences with ModuCare and what other products people might choose. And to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am here with Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save-A-Lot location, and our very special guest, Mr. Stephen Wicks, and he is speaking to us from South Africa. He is the expert around the world with the subject we're discussing today, ModuCare. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
This is Tatiana.
Good morning, Tatiana. I would love to have you introduce yourself to the Save a Lot Nutrition customers.
Well, my name is Tatiana, and I am one of the cashiers here, and I do speak Spanish if anyone needs any help. And I'm also on the floor to help anyone also.
I know that you have been acclimating yourself to the inventory at Save-A-Lot. And so if a Spanish-speaking customer came to see you, how would you greet them?
Well, I would say, hola, ¿cómo estás? And, you know, show them what they're looking for pretty much. Ask them pretty much anything that they were needing.
Thank you.
If they're looking for beauty or my favorite brand, which is Alba.
And a little giggle there, too. So thanks so much for introducing yourself to our customers, Tatiana.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine. lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined this morning with Janet Cimarelli and our very special guest, Mr. Stephen Wicks, who is speaking to us from the country South Africa, which is a long way from here. And we're speaking about the product called MagiCare. Now, Janet, I'm looking at several different products that are produced by the company that produces MagiCare. I'm looking at the MagiCare CF, which is a seasonal immune formula. Then I'm looking at the MagiCol, which is a product that is used to help people lower cholesterol. I'm looking at MagiProst, which is a prostate support formula. Then I'm looking at the MagiCare Daily Immune Support, which is a chewable grape tablet. And that comes in two sizes. And then I have, in addition to that, the MagiCare capsules, which also come in two sizes. And I know that you're going to give our listeners a preview of why MagiCare is so important to take if their immune systems are compromised. I also want to let us know that we have married the MagiCare brand to the Kyolic Garlic brand, which I know we may touch upon later, but both of those lines are going to be an additional 10% off the everyday low prices up until 8 o'clock tonight. And I'll get into some of the MagiCare prices as we continue on with the show. But I'm going to turn it back to you now, Janet.
And thanks, Al. And so just before the break, I was concerned about people who might be fighting a variety of different, almost chronic, definitely chronic, viral situations. And I wanted to know from our special guest, Mr. Stephen Wicks, if people have been shown to have a very specific immune response to certain kind of chronic viral infections. Is MagiCare an appropriate response to those people who are dealing with a chronic viral infection? And should they take the MagiCare in any different way than how they would be taking it just as a maintenance formula?
Well, Janet, if we're talking about viral infections, there's nothing more prolific than the HIV virus, which is ravaging our continent and particularly this country. We have, and particularly the area that I'm in here, is the AIDS capital of the world, with our infection rate being 1 in 3. So to go to the beginning, and we talk a number of years ago, Professor Patrick Burek, who is the head of immunology and medical microbiology at Stellenbosch University, conducted a clinical study using MagiCare on HIV-infected patients. And in a nutshell, these studies have been published, but in a nutshell, and to summarize them, what his study showed is that if there was intervention with MagiCare with a group of patients that immune system, HIV positive, but the immune systems were fairly intact, that they could actually sustain the immune status, improve it as well, but prevent the progression to full-blown AIDS. So in other words, they stayed HIV positive. We don't advocate for 1 minute that MagiCare is a cure for anything, but it just stabilized the patients and maintained optimal immune function because they did not succumb to the opportunistic infections that occur when patients have a compromised immune system such as HBC and HIV. Again, really very recently, a study published in Greece showed that MagiCare was very, very effective in the treatment of HPV, the human papillomavirus. And this is the most infectious sexually transmitted disease in the world.
I have to say that is actually astonishing information, and it is amazing to me that we're getting this kind of information here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I know that you do the seminars and lectures and podcasts and radio shows around the world. How is it that this isn't front page news? How is it that the world is not seeing this kind of immune balancing, immune supportive, life-saving news in more mainstream media outlets?
It is said that that isn't happening. ModuCare has been on the market in North America since 1998 or 1997, I do believe. We did get some really, really nice press and coverage in the initial stages and the launch of ModuCare. But as you know, there's always new things in this industry that we work in. People tend to move on and focus on other things and newer and more vibey and trendier things.
Okay, so trendier things. And
well, we just need to, what I should in essence say is that the more clinical research that we do and conduct on ModuCare and relate to this HPV study that was conducted in Greece, the more clinical evidence we can accumulate to show that ModuCare is efficacious in the realms that we say it is, then yes, we can certainly then go and stand on the tallest buildings and shout the loudest.
Fabulous. Okay, well, that day hopefully will come sooner rather than later. Okay, so the ability of ModuCare to be so beneficial, are any of the research studies being printed in mainstream journals like Lancet or New England Journal of Medicine, anything like that going on?
Well, bearing in mind, ModuCare has been around for a few years now. In the 70s, early 70s, ModuCare was available a formulation called Hazol, which is what Elves mentioned a product previously called Moduprost. Now, Moduprost is a development on Hazol, but Hazol is exactly the same product as what ModuCare is in terms of sterols and sterolins at the ratio that it's found in ModuCare. And the product, as we know it, Hazol, was marketed in Germany for more than 20 years and was the market leader by urologists when they were presented with patients with BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia. And there are, to answer your questions about clinical studies and reputable journals, there are three studies that were published in the British Journal of Urology showing the efficacy of the sterol-sterolin combination product Hazol, which is identical to ModuCare, and these were published in the British Journal of Urology.
Absolutely amazing information. Now, when there is this very well-established efficacy with regard to certain chronic and truly dangerous viral infections, typically physicians might give other pharmaceuticals or might be giving pharmaceuticals. Is it possible for those people using pharmaceutical drugs to add ModuCare to their regimen?
Absolutely. No contraindication with any pharmaceutical drug whatsoever. And this is very important to mention. ModuCare will not interact with any drug that is prescribed by a doctor, from your warfarin to ACE inhibitors, calcium channel blockers, it's your statins. It's not going to interfere. It's not going to increase the efficacy of the drug, nor is it going to decrease the efficacy of the drug. And why I make that comment with such confidence is that, as I mentioned right in the beginning, the active ingredient in ModuCare we get from nowhere else but our diet. I have never heard a physician say, while I'm prescribing you these drugs, please don't eat your fruits and vegetables, because that's where we get our sterols and sterolins.
Okay, I think people might be really kind of surprised at that, because sterols and sterolins are in the category of fats. And they are, as you just mentioned, derived from plants. So people might say, how much can these, how can these fats be derived from plants? Would you kind of compare the effect of the plant sterols and sterolins briefly with the effect of, let's say, omega-3 fish oils with regard to reducing inflammation and enhancing and supporting immune function?
Okay, with ModuCare versus your fish oils, ModuCare, the sterols and sterolins act on a specific, as I've mentioned previously, on a specific cell. Well, there's a cell called, I'll simply draw an air picture for the listeners. There's a cell called the T helper cell, but it's slightly complicated because it has a T helper 1 cell and a T helper 2 cell. The T helper 2 cell is the cell that is responsible for releasing those pro-inflammatory factors, those factors which cause inflammation. Now, in in numerous studies, Patrick Burek, amongst other researchers, have shown that the sterols, these plant fats, are able to inhibit those factors which are causing inflammation. So it's working specifically at a cellular level.
Very important information, again, for our listeners to understand that this is a balancer on a cellular level. Very interesting when we start to consider, might we have an enhancing supportive effect with regard to the foods we choose? Are there any foods that people may use that are going to be supportive of how ModuCare works?
Well, as I mentioned, the sterols and sterolins found in ModuCare are, as I said, a plant fat. Now, there are different types of plant fats. The sterols and sterolins are not just the only plant fat. You get plant fats called stigmasterol, basiocastosterol. These are all plant fats, but it is only the beta-cytosterol molecule that has a specific effect on the cells of the immune system. In saying that, every single food or every single plant matter or all plant matter that we consume contains sterols in some form or concentration. But your leafy green vegetables, your broccoli, your nuts, your seeds, raw oils, these are all very rich sources of sterols and sterolins.
So possibly using some very high quality organic nuts and seeds, certainly choosing organic, you're going to be making a beneficial step forward when you combine that high quality diet with the Kyolic ModuCare products. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am joined by Mr. Al Foreman, who joins us from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Plaza. Our very special guest today, Mr. Stephen Wicks, an absolute fountain of information, encyclopedic information on ModuCare and immune balancing. Stay tuned, more to come.
Has a special introductory offer at Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Come in anytime and receive a $5 coupon toward any of Janet's best cookies and bars. One per customer. You must have a consult with Janet to purchase these medically formulated weight loss products. The consultation is free. The weekly weigh-in is free. And the weight loss cookies and bars are at Save-A-Lot prices. Lose fat, spare lean muscle, lower blood sugar levels, and balance HDL, LDL cholesterol as you shape your body. Shed the pounds with magically formulated cookies and bars that provide essential protein content, necessary fiber, and low sugar in a great tasting food. Consults are available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call 754-307-1655 for Janet Cimarelli's hours. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find new chapter. Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jaro Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined this morning with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be at the WWNN studios in Boca Raton, and our special guest, Mr. Stephen Wicks, who is calling us from South Africa. And I want to give our listeners a little idea as to the prices and ingredients on some of the MagiCare products that we have been speaking about. The MagiCare CF is a bottle of 60 capsules. States right on the label, it's a maximum strength winter wellness formula. And this particular formula has a manufacturer-suggested retail price of $20.45 for the 60 capsules. We here at Save-A-Lot have an everyday low price of only $12.29 for this product. And the recommended dose is 2 capsules once per day, but if you want stronger protection, the recommendation is to take 2 capsules twice per day. Inside this ingredient listing that's on the MagiCare CF, we have vitamin C, we have zinc, we have kyolic-aged garlic extract, we have plant sterols from maritime pine, we have echinacea extract, the root, we have mushroom complex, which consists of shiitake, maitake, poria cocos, reishi, and agaricus. And we also have astragalus in there. So it's an intensive formula used to help build the immune system and keep it strong and healthy through not only the winter months, but I think throughout the entire year. The other product is a MagiCare Daily Immune Support, which restores, strengthens, and balances. This particular product has a bottle of 90 vegetarian capsules, has a suggested retail price of $34.95. We have an everyday low price of only $20.99 here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And you'll receive an additional 10% off that price today up until 8 o'clock tonight. And I know that our listeners are very anxious to hear more about the MagiCare products. So, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thank you, Al. Okay. We've talked about a number of different aspects with regard to MagiCare. And I think when we talk about immune system, so many of our listeners automatically characterize our discussion into the aspect of supporting their immune system activity, enhancing their immune system activity, which possibly for people who have been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease might be a dramatic concern, that they would not want to use something that might actually worsen their diagnosis. Stephen, would you talk to our listeners a little bit about how MagiCare is appropriate for someone who's been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease?
surely. Right. Autoimmune processes, there are over 150 different autoimmune processes that afflict various different individuals. And if you look at the mode or the methodology behind the autoimmune process, it is exactly the same in every condition in that the body is producing too many antibodies, and these antibodies are attacking our own constituent. So you would, from multiple sclerosis, where the myelin sheath in the brain, the electrical wire covering of our nerve endings, it's like an insulation of our nerve endings in the brain, our excess antibodies eat away at the myelin sheath, and then people develop multiple sclerosis. Autoimmune process, like rheumatoid arthritis, we discussed earlier, where the synovial membrane and cartilage and tissue is being damaged in various joints. In type 1 diabetes as well, the beta cells in the islets of Langerhans and the pancreas, these are the cells that are responsible for producing our own endogenous insulin. But because they're being attacked by autoantibodies, our own antibodies, they're not able to release the insulin. But if you want supplements with ModuCare and you inhibit or halt, reduce the onslaught of these autoantibodies on the various different parts of our body, then the condition will then abate and subside. It's an essential nutrient for somebody with any autoimmune condition to take.
Okay, now when they have achieved that reduction in that overproduction of antibodies, when they have minimized the potential damage that is being done to their own cells by using ModuCare, can they reduce the dose of ModuCare? Can they eliminate using ModuCare on a daily basis? Talk to our listeners a little bit about dosage with regard to autoimmune disease.
All right. The doses of ModuCare, and I must point out that every single clinical study that we have done or conducted, that's been done or conducted around the world, has been done exactly the same dosage that we recommend on the label, which is one capsule three times a day. And what we do recommend is if somebody has a serious affliction like really bad multiple sclerosis, very bad rheumatoid arthritis, as to mention one, that they take double the dose for about 10 to 14 days, which will be six capsules a day in three divided doses. And then thereafter, they can reduce the dose. And then we generally, your patients or generally will see a difference in their condition within 3 months. In some clinical investigation we've done, we've seen systemic blood markers drop within 10 days. Although there might not be symptomatic relief, it's already happening in the blood. So also to be warned about the healing crisis where the condition might exacerbate a little bit before you actually start noticing that you're getting some sort of relief. It does happen, not in all conditions. But if you see that, you must know you're on the road to wellness and just persevere and get through that healing process.
Okay. To our listeners who might not necessarily be familiar with the potential for a healing crisis, a reaction to something that is actually doing a beneficial activity within their body, but they're manifesting uncomfortable symptoms, talk about what they might experience. What might be some components of a healing crisis?
Well, for instance, with rheumatoid arthritis, they might feel more pain or more stiffness, more joint stiffness. Just an exacerbation in allergies, a slight a more exacerbated reaction to allergies, to an allergen. But generally, if they're showing that, as I mentioned, they're on the road to recovery. So just to be aware of that, it could happen. Not always. It doesn't always happen. but it might happen in some individuals.
Okay, so possibly to minimize the discomfort that someone going through a healing crisis might experience, do you have any suggestions? Should they increase or lower the ModuCare? Should they drink more water? There was no mention of any contraindications with regard to other medications. So what about certain types of pain relievers? Is that an option for someone experiencing a healing crisis before their relief kicks in?
Absolutely. You know, one, as I mentioned earlier as well, one can take ModuCare with anything, any pharmaceutical product, as well as any natural product. So to reduce the dosage, if patients do experience that, is always the first option, to reduce the dose slightly, maybe down to two capsules a day or even one, and then persevere that way through. And then to add any other building blocks that you want in terms of pain management, of your preference in the natural realm, like MSM or glucosamine, would be perfectly fine.
Very important information to be sharing with our listeners, and to understand that many of the choices we make on a daily basis about what we're putting into our mouths certainly do contribute to either a very supported and balanced immune system and the possibility that our immune systems can be dramatically out of balance, disrupted, and so on. Would you talk a bit about the possibility of sugar and what sugar might do to individuals with regard to their immune function?
It's a very interesting question, because sugar has been shown to shut down the immune system for up to 6 hours, one teaspoon of sugar. So if one is consuming a very high quantities of refined sugar in the diet, it plays a significant part in compromising the immune system. So obviously to eliminate all the refined sugars from the diet would be optimal. But then also to support the immune function with ModuCare would also be the right thing to do.
Okay, so very important to understand how we may be contributing to disruption and dysfunction of our immune systems with our choices. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and joining us from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Mr. Al Foreman, and our very special guest today, Mr. Stephen Wicks, and we're talking about the benefits of ModuCare. Stay tuned. More to come. Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful Monday here, and we have Janet Cimarelli up at the studios of WWNN Radio up in Boca Raton, Mr. Stephen Wicks, who's speaking to us from South Africa, and I am sitting in Janet's palatial office giving you some heads up on the MagiCare that Mr. Stephen Wicks has been speaking about. This particular formula is recommended to take one capsule three times a day, which has the plant sterols. The manufacturer's suggested retail price of this product is $64.49 for a bottle of 180 veggie caps. We here at Save-A-Lot have an everyday low price of only $38.69. Today, up until 8 o'clock, you will receive an additional 10% off that everyday low price because we are hooked up with the Kyola Company, who manufactures MagiCare, which I had the pleasure of touring in Japan about 9 years ago. And they have an outstanding facility where their production takes place for both the Kyola garlic as well as the MagiCare. The other particular MagiCare is the chewable, and that's 120 grape tablets that are chewable. And the recommended dose on this is chew one tablet three times a day between meals. And this has the same ingredients as the capsule, which are the plant sterols. The manufacturer suggested retail price of this is $51.45. You can buy it today at an everyday low price of only $30.89. But you'll also get an additional 10% off this particular product, along with all the other products that are manufactured by Kyolic. So the entire line of Kyolic garlic and MagiCare has an additional 10% off today up until 8 o'clock tonight. The last product I'm going to speak about is the Kyolic MagiProst, and that's a daily prostate support formula, which is recommended one capsule two times a day between meals. This consists of plant sterols, saw palmetto berry extract, nettle root extract, lycopene, and green tea. This particular product has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $20.45 for the month's supply. We have an everyday low price for the 60 veggie caps of only $12.29. And again, you'll receive an additional 10% off today on the MagiProst plus all the other fine products manufactured by the Kyola Company, which is also known as Wakanaga, and they're based out of Japan. Janet, I know that you'll be here today from 2 to 5. Will you be offering taste samples of the bars and the cookies?
Absolutely. I will have the Janet's Best Weight Loss Cookies and Bars, medical food available for taste testing during my hours there at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I will be there from 2 to 5.
We will look forward to your visit. But I know that Stephen has a lot more information that he would like to share with our listeners.
Okay. And so here's a question for Stephen. We've been kind of all over the board today, and I have a couple more questions for him. But if you could answer any unasked question, if I've missed an area of great importance that you feel would be critical to have our listeners hear about, Stephen, the mic is yours.
Well, thank you, Janet. I think the most critical thing to mention, and maybe what we haven't covered yet, is who cannot take MagiCare. And there is a certain group of individuals that should not take MagiCare, and those would be the people or patients that have received an organ or tissue transplant. Now, I want to reiterate that implants such as pacemakers, artificial knees, artificial hips are perfectly fine because blood does not flow through aluminum or plastic. Whereas if somebody's received an organ or a tissue from a foreign donor, they are going to be on immunosuppressive drugs because the immune system knows that that organ or tissue does not belong to that person and will spend the rest of its life trying to eradicate or get rid of that foreign object. So in saying that, people with breast implants, pacemakers, etc., are perfectly safe. But other than that, the organ tissue transplant is the only category of person who should never take ModuCare. You cannot overdose on ModuCare. You cannot ever take too many. What is not absorbed is just excreted.
Is there an age inference on ModuCare, Stephen?
Well, you can take ModuCare, and in areas in South Africa, we've given ModuCare to your old babies, and generally one capsule a day. And those babies that are either HIV positive or have the most serious allergies. And the best way to do that is to take a ModuCare capsule and empty the contents into a teaspoon of fruit puree, and then the total contents, rather than sprinkling the capsule of the powder over the baby's food because he might get bored or not complete his meal. But if you mix it in one teaspoon, the active ingredients, the powder in ModuCare capsules, are completely tasteless. So the child will not have an adverse reaction to the taste. And then from children from 5 to 12, you can give them two capsules a day. And then it's perfectly safe to give children over 12 three capsules a day.
And you mentioned allergies. It's very beneficial for allergies. Would the recommended dose be the same, one capsule three times a day for allergies?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned to Janet earlier, all the clinical studies, including the allergy study that we've done, were done on one capsule three times a day. However, going into an allergy season, one could increase the doses of your ModuCare during that initial phase just to support the immune function a little bit more. But generally, that's not necessary. But it is, you can do that, yes.
All right, would a man be able to combine ModuCare and the Modiprost?
Well, with Modiprost and the ingredients that you read out in Modiprost, Modiprost contains Hazol, and Hazol is exactly what ModuCare is. It's 20 milligrams of beta-cytosterol and 0.2 milligrams of beta-cytosterol glucoside. So exactly the same amount of sterols in ModuCare is found in Modiprost. So Modiprost could be taken on its own by a gentleman who's looking to have prostate support.
All right. Would anybody be allergic to the chewable tablets?
We haven't had any adverse reaction. The chewable tablets have been on the market for about 15 years now and in North America, and we haven't had any reaction with people taking the chewable tablets, bearing in mind they are hypoallergenic.
Right. Now, we didn't talk about the Modicol, which has helped lower cholesterol levels. And at what point do you recommend using this particular product? Because the cholesterol levels have been all over the park. And I know Janet and I have some opinions about what is the proper amount of cholesterol the body really needs, as I'm sure you do, Stephen. So maybe you can touch upon the benefits of who should be taking Modicol.
Okay, bearing in mind, and as we've covered earlier, the sterols are plant fats. And if you look at the molecular structure of your plant fats, they are very, very similar in molecular structure to what cholesterol is, your animal fats. So as a result, both cholesterol and your plant fats are absorbed by the same receptors in the digestive intestine or digestive system or intestine. So that is why there are products like Benecol and some spreads that have plant sterols in them. Is the idea behind it is to occupy those receptor sites with sterile molecules, T plant fat molecules, which are good for you, as opposed, and then they inhibit the absorption of your animal fat, your cholesterol, because those receptors are really occupied by your plant fat, so cholesterol is then inhibited, the absorption of. So anybody with elevated cholesterol levels certainly will benefit from taking a product like Modicol.
If someone were taking Reggie's Rice or a pharmaceutical, a statin drug, would this interfere, or could you replace the Reggie's Rice with the statin, as long as you spoke to your doctor first?
We always have advocated that you consult your medical practitioner before you consume Modicare for whatever condition. However, we don't advocate that it also you replace any drug that has been prescribed by your doctor. So to use Modicare as I always call the immune system the foundation stone to the wall of wellness. And then building that wall of wellness, you can add anything to it. So your Modicare is your foundation stone, keeping your immune system optimal and functioning properly. And then you add your other treatment or add to your treatment regimen to build a healthy, strong wall of wellness using whatever supplements you might choose.
Well, let me remind our listeners that the entire line of Kyolic and Modicare will be an additional 10% off the everyday low price up until 8 o'clock tonight. And Janet will be here today from 2 to 5, taste testing the bars and cookies that have been developed by a doctor used to help people lose weight. Janet, I'll turn it back to you.
And I just want to thank our very special guest, Stephen Wicks, for spending this hour with us. We have come through it with a lot more information and understanding of plant sterols and particularly Modicare to our listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.